This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, Jenna.
Hello.
Welcome to Same Brain Podcast that we're both on.
What number episode?
We're on episode number 38. Roll that intro. Today's another day. I'm wearing a shirt that has a tag still on it because I was unsure if I wanted to keep it or not. I think I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, just test it out. It's nice. It's got like this real throwback type of look to it. It's got some like stripes down the side and up the shoulders. Really. Okay, let me guess.
Wait.
Is it alternative?
No.
Sun dry?
No.
Aviator Nation.
Oh, yeah,
never would have guessed it.
Never would have guessed it. So here's the problem though. It's a crop top.
Oh, gross. I have gained too much weight for that business.
Well, I have a tank top under it, but here's the thing.
That's my belly.
Like, you know, that's why I was like, do I want to keep it? But if I wear a tank top under it, it's great. And I, oh, get this, Jenna. Oh. I have sweatpants to match.
Oh, no, that's a whole vibe.
Oh, shoot. Well, so
that's what I like. You get the high-up sweatpants with the crop top, and you've got like a little bit of an inch of skin showing. You're like, ooh, scandalous.
I love a good scandal.
Oof. Speaking of scandals, let's read some reviews from our listeners.
Let's read them. Up, Jenna.
And why it's a scandal is because we have dropped down in ratings. We are now 4.9.
I'm very upset. If you have not rated the podcast yet, you have to get over there. This is crucial. I mean, we are providing free content. We haven't even had a single ad yet. Like, what could be better?
This is free content. I agree. And, you know, it's really not free for you.
I have lost, I just want you to know, a lot of money on this podcast.
Have you lost or have you invested?
You know, currently... It's, I mean, it definitely is an investment, but sometimes you sometimes make investments and you do lose the money. So I have a feeling maybe one day, Jenna.
One day
we will rebuild.
We will have a very famous podcast. But in the meantime, we were going to read our reviews. This one is from Carl, Carlos, and Quint. Thank you so much for all you do. Big fan of this podcast. Very entertaining. Love listening to this before I go to bed. Also, Justine, you know you can hook up the voice messages via Bluetooth to the Rodecaster.
Yeah, that's something that I'm just not going to do.
So I told her that before we started and she said,
okay.
She just completely, it's just never going to happen. One day it will happen. I don't know
one when. One day it will. Well, today I've got them ready.
Hi, Justine and Jenna. I love your podcast. I always hear it when I'm doing homework and it makes doing homework fun. I also feel really identified because I love Apple and everything that has to do with tech. Keep up the great work. By the way, I'm also subscribed to your YouTube channels. Thank you so much. Reading is very hard for me today.
So here's the problem.
You're not logged in.
I'm not logged in. Let me see if I can reset my password while you read the next
our
one.
Our last episode did pretty well. I just looked it up.
Wait, are you logged in?
Yeah. You want to use my phone?
Then you, why are we not using
So your... I have to do everything here on the podcast. Wait. I'm actually, it's not my job. Where do I find the
So here's the thing. I can't ever find them. I find them in my email. And so I am currently on a 1 week with Android phone today. So yeah. I haven't got all of my apps. This is tap to record.
We have to record.
Oh gosh. Okay. Wait, how do we get to this thing? I can't touch your phone because it's not the OnePlus 9 Pro.
Okay. I get messages saying like, so-and-so has left a voice
message. Just give me this really quick. Just give me this really quick.
Temporary.
This is hers.
I might be here. My brain. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys a quick story in the meantime. So this morning I leave my house to go walk the dog and I go outside and I smell gas, like a very strong scent of gas.
Oh.
So I was like, this could be very dangerous. I should make sure that this is in fact gas that I'm smelling before I alert the authorities. So I was really giving it a good sniff just to make sure. And then I got very lightheaded and I was like, I think I can confirm that there's a gas leak somewhere.
Oh, you confirmed it.
So I think I may have sniffed too much gas and now I feel funny.
Well, I need to download the Anchor app. So since this is kind of like my first couple of days with the OnePlus 9 Pro, I'm still figuring out apps that I need and I'm missing. And guess what?
Yeah.
We're missing the Anchor app. So I'm going to download that. Listen up.
Okay.
Guys.
Oh, now I can connect to Bluetooth. I should do it. Despite you.
No, we will not.
Hey, Justine and Jenna. I love your guys' podcast. I'm Dean. I'm 18. I'm from South Africa. I usually listen to you guys while I cook dinner. It's super entertaining and helps me escape. Thanks for that.
Dean, thank you. Like how international we are.
I really want to go to South Africa. It's on my list. Like, I just really want to go. Dean, one day we're coming over and
we're going to cook with you.
I thought maybe he'd want to. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin dinner. Okay. We have another very important message from your biggest fan.
Oh my gosh.
It's very important.
Hello, Justine and Jenna. I'm 15 years old. I just wanted to say great job on your new podcast, and I have been following your YouTube channels for a really long time, and I really enjoy them. I love the content, and I just wanted to say thank you for inspiring me and motivating me to continue with my photography, drones, and editing. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Hope you see this. Bye.
Not only did we see it.
Very important.
But we heard it.
We saw it. We heard it. Ivan, best of luck to you and your photography and drone adventures. Man, I do like photography.
I do too. I also like drones a lot.
Every time I edit pictures, I'm like, this is so much better than editing video. Probably because I don't have to hear myself.
Anchor app is downloaded. The only problem is I don't know the password. Do you remember the password?
That's really cute that you think that. No. Hmm.
Hi, Justine and Jenna. You guys are awesome. I've been listening to your podcast and watching both your YouTube channels from the beginning. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Aww. Bye. That was very, very sweet. Thank you, guys. There's a lot of messages. So if you guys want to leave us a 5-star review, preferably.
Yes, 5 stars only.
You can leave it .com. On the Apple Podcasts and voice messages, anchor.fm/samebrain.
Did you know, Jenna, that the Apple Podcasts is getting a new facelift?
Yes.
They have new banners. They have new channel art. They also have like this whole new subscription service, which is kind of interesting.
It is.
Which could be great for us because
we don't have money.
We don't have any money on our podcast.
Podcast biz.
But they have like a bunch of different options where you can kind of have like our normal like free episodes. And if we wanted to have like outtakes, that could be like some sort of a paid subscription thing. But honestly, like I would rather get companies to pay us so you guys don't have to pay.
Same.
Like, right? Like,
yeah, 100%. That's the goal.
We're working on it.
I think outtakes could be funny.
I think it would actually be really funny because sometimes we've got a lot of things that we
A lot of things happened. Speaking of a lot of things happened, we're both fully vaxxed now.
Whoa!
And you promised us you were going to be a lizard.
Well, I mean, things still happen. Okay, yesterday I was driving. I almost crashed my car because there was this guy walking around in Santa Monica with like the most massive, like honestly, probably like this, like a it was crawling on him. Yeah. He was walking and some woman was talking to him probably about like, hey, you've got a big lizard on you, dude. And I wanted to like get a picture or just like go talk to him and ask him, be like, is that lizard? Was that once a person?
It could have been. It could have been a family member. It could have been a loved one. Could have been anything.
Well, we've been discussing it because, like, I'm gonna have to get like a tank or something to like put myself in. Like, if it does happen,
I'm gonna need to have like a whole habitat. Would I have to take care of you?
I don't know.
Oh man.
I know. I mean,
I'm gonna be walking you around Santa Monica,
but like
taking you to Third Street.
But here's the you're gonna find that guy.
Yeah. I'm like,
oh my god, I'm gonna find lizard love in the street.
Is that your sibling? They're like, yeah. I'm like, same.
Wow. I love
lizard
this.
Love in the street. That could be a podcast.
Let's do. No, I mean it could be a Netflix series.
Well,
we know
you just
people.
Gave it away.
Sorry.
We're doing it first. We already have.
We're doing it first.
Get out of here.
Trademark is. I'm gonna send. Call my lawyer.
This is a legally binding that you will get a what's the phrase? Cease and desist or whatever.
You will get it. We will send. I've sent many out. Well, I haven't, but when you people do dumb things on the internet, you know what you get.
You get.
Is it that Jenna slapped? Get Jenna slapped.
Speaking of the vaccine, how was your experience?
Okay, here's the thing. I am the absolute worst person when I'm sick. I don't do well. I complain. I'm worthless. I will think that I'm dying. Actually, I did think that I was dying. We can talk about that after. But the vaccine, like I was actually fine. The first one, she hit a nerve. So I thought, like, that's like what this shot was. And then my arm hurt for almost 6 days. I couldn't move it for 4. And then the next one, I was like freaking out. Like, I made Jenna come with me and I was so scared.
Yeah, I was like, why are you freaking out? I was like, I didn't even feel the first one or the second one.
And then you filmed me getting the second shot and she gave me the shot. I go, wait, that's it?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we're done. I was like, oh my God. So I felt nothing. My arm hurt for a couple of days. It's still a little bit bruised, actually.
Yeah.
And there's like a weird little like rash around it.
I had a weird rash too.
But other than that, I mean, I was a little bit tired on Friday. So I decided I'd already basically taken off Friday and I knew I was going to watch television all day.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad because I was like, I feel okay. Like I should get out of bed.
No, you should rest.
I didn't. I rested so hard that I think I had the adverse effects because I was like, get out of bed.
You clotted from laying around potentially. I know. Yeah.
But I went for a walk after that.
That's good.
I felt pretty good. But Jenna, on the other hand.
So I got mine at 10 a.m. I was like, okay, I feel whatever. My arm started to hurt like 5-6 hours after. Around 9 o'clock at night, I was like, oh, I'm feeling funny. I was like starting to get a little sweaty and like achy and I was getting the headache. And I was like, I definitely feel like I have a fever. So I was like, okay, just go to bed. I tossed and turned all night with, like I said, chills, fever, ache, sweaty, literally everything. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I feel very warm, like very warm. So I was like, I'll just take my temperature. 102.8.
Wow.
So I go, maybe it's wrong. I take it again. 102.7. I'm like, maybe I'll try a different thermometer. 102, whatever. I was like, oh man. So I was like, okay, well, I was like, guess we're just chilling today. My knees hurt. I tried to walk down the stairs and my knees were hurting.
So, but it's weird because like 2 weeks ago, I started feeling, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, like I started feeling super weird. And like, I couldn't figure out like what, like my knees were also hurting. Like I could not stretch enough to like stretch out my muscles.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was kind of having some sort of weird adverse delayed effects. And then I think we were gone all day. We went and were doing some like shopping for some blinds, like just whatever. It was a very, very long day. Did we go outside?
I don't know. Wait,
we were flying the drone that day.
We were.
That's right. So I think I might have been dehydrated.
Yeah.
Also hungry. But I got home and just felt so strange. And then I started Googling like because this was like the Johnson & Johnson had been like just declared like that day to be taken off the market. So then I was convinced that I was clotting.
Dude, it's like a mental thing. Like the media is just,
it's bad.
It's very bad.
And then I started like panicking. And so I think that the panic, like I was ready to call 911 because I thought I was going to pass out, but I walked upstairs and I got so lightheaded and I was like, I just looked at my watch. And I was like, oh no.
Oh gosh.
And then like my heart rate just spiked. And then I just like, I slumped. I was like,
then you were just in a mental state.
No, it was mentally. Yeah, it was like mentally, just all of that. And I'm like, man, this sucks. So needless to say, I'm fine. I think it was a mental thing. I think I psyched myself out. I think I was dehydrated and hungry. I did not, I wasn't clotting.
And also sometimes when my pants are too tight, like my legs will get tingly. And I'm like, I know my pants are too tight because my legs are tingling.
Also because I wear socks way too
high. Oh my God. So high.
I wear really high socks all the time. They're so high, I like cuts all my circulation.
Well, we should get you those
compression socks.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get some for the flight.
Yeah, get some compression socks.
Next time I fly, it'll be great.
It'll be great.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. I was sick for like 35 hours. Very sick. Was not just felt like crap. And then the next day, I woke up fine.
I mean,
two sleeps later, fine.
Was so shocked how, I mean, I had nothing. Like we're what, like a week later almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel great. I'm very happy. I mean, honestly, like I've never even got flu shots before. So it's not like this is something that I'm like, wow, I can't wait to get vaccinated. I feel like it is important because if we want to get back to like real life and not be potentially infecting other people or to be able to see our family again, like it is an important thing.
I'm going to Iceland. They're accepting us.
Really?
Yep. If you're vaccinated, you can go. It's like Iceland, and that's the only place I know of right now. But there's a bunch of countries that are opening up to people who are vaccinated.
Oh my gosh.
Woo!
I'm a vax hole.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So do you think I should keep the shirt? I'm going to keep the shirt. We can take the tag off. It's official. It's official. It's official. You guys heard it here first.
Ow.
Here's the thing.
It's official.
It used to be so easy to return stuff to Bloomingdale's because I would just, you know, go to Santa Monica and they're never closed now.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I don't know what the mail.
I'm going to have to use the mail.
Yeah, you can use the mail. Well, let me tell you something. I like the mail. I had to go drop off, like, oh my God, I had to drop off so many packages.
Oh, like and what?
So Just a bunch of returns, a bunch of things from like my Amazon project that I did where I had to send them back. And it was just wild. It was so many people out. And I was like, is this what it's like to do errands again and feel like a normal life? And it was just a funny feeling. And then I ran back inside.
I also had to go to FedEx, and it was this FedEx where they've been doing construction in this little complex for almost 2 years at this point, because I used to do yoga in this little complex as well. And when they first started the construction, you would be in the middle of class and you'd just be like, okay, now breathe, rest your eyes. And then you would hear a freaking jackhammer. And everyone would just start laughing. They're like, is this really happening right now?
Yoga is terrible.
They would try to turn up the music. I think I'm going to get back to trying to do yoga every day again.
In the privacy of your own home?
Privacy of my own home.
Yeah.
You know why? Because freaking Apple Fitness makes it so easy.
And I've only done one Apple Fitness class.
I've done a bunch. I've done some of their stretching stuff. I have mostly been doing like tempo classes because they have like the weights already integrated, but I do I do a lot of like stretching and like the yoga and stuff on there.
That's nice.
Man, I love it. It's just such a great interface. It's really
incredible. It is very nice. I really like that your watch can sync up with the two. Although my watch has been not so accurate from the treadmill. Anytime I do like a mile, it's off by a quarter of a mile per mile.
That's weird. I feel like you should maybe reset it because...
You know how I've reset it before. I feel like I just always have a problem with the Apple Watch. Like it won't sync to my phone, so then I'll reset it and then it still won't sync to my phone and then I won't get my competition points. It happened. This has been happening to me for the past like 4 years through four different watches.
You just have a lot of trouble.
Tech doesn't really like me.
I can't stop putting this cord between these. Like it's very entertaining to me.
Speaking of tech and entertaining, we've got some new announcements from Samsung.
We do. I'm actually very excited about this. So Samsung has a new Galaxy Book Pro, Galaxy Book Pro 360. They are lightweight laptops with OLED screens.
Oh.
So I'm checking out here on The Verge. So they have two new Galaxy Book devices. So they have the Pro, which is a regular clamshell type laptop. And then there's the Pro 360, which is a touchscreen convertible. They'll start at $999 and $1,199 respectively.
That sounds nice. It looks really, really good.
They're shipping on May 14th. I mean, they actually look really incredible. And it's also, I believe, they're going to be 5G enabled, or at least one of them is going to be. I think it's probably the...
the higher end one.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
Dude, these look really nice.
They do look really nice.
I'm like taking a look at the website. It looks good. Wow. Fun.
They're finally seeing a new S Pen for the first time.
Oh.
The difference between this and it comes. Okay, so I'm reading this article as we speak. But yeah, this was just announced this week. It's pretty, like they look pretty nice.
Wasn't it? Well, I was going to say today when we're filming it, but yeah.
I was saying this week because when you guys listen to it,
it's this week. I put that together. My brain is like not really functioning at full capacity. I haven't really slept much and it's just, you know, it's just a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
My brain is small.
Super hyped about that. I mean, they look super thin too. Like, look at that. That's nice.
It says, finally, we're seeing a new S Pen. New is maybe a strong
word.
This
is exactly what I just read.
Yeah. It says that it comes with the 2019's Galaxy Book Flex that this one is 2.5 times thicker. Samsung says this will provide a more true-to-life writing experience.
It's really incredible how many options for things there are now.
It's overwhelming.
It's incredibly overwhelming, especially even as a reviewer. Like, I've had to just...
Say no.
I've had to, like, unfortunately turn things down. And a lot of times it's like... I've been just trying to juggle like my personal mental health and life and still creating content. Like I definitely have not been creating as many videos as I have in the past. Like there's so much stuff that I could be doing, but it's like I physically, mentally am unable to do it. So I'm just doing as much as I can to keep myself sane and just to keep like working.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's new stuff every day. So it's like, you know, we have TikTok, we have Reels and there's YouTube Shorts. And I'm like, I can't function. Like, I feel like I need to focus on like three of them, but I'm like, oh my God. Or I probably just need to hire someone because I really hate editing. It really just makes it not fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It just takes up so much time. I'm like, how am I going to, I'm going to shoot a video, edit a video and like the editing and everything. And then it's like a thumbnail and titles and this. I'm like, I literally just spent a week on one video.
I know. I mean,
you gotta do it again. Yeah. Five times a week.
It's a lot.
It's not possible.
It is
but
not.
I will say, I've been using the new Surface Laptop 4.
I just got it as well.
Dude, it's nice. I was using it like for the past week and I downloaded Flight Sim. I was like, this isn't going to work.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, it gave me some warnings like, hey, just so you know, like this is a pretty, like this might not work. And I'm like, okay, it worked. I mean, it was a little glitchy and laggy, but I'm also like, this is a 200 gig game on.
Yeah.
I think I only have like 500 gigs on my computer, but I have the AMD and it actually worked.
Yeah. It was, I just unboxed it yesterday. I was going to make a video, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get around to doing a full review on it, but it's amazing.
Dude, the keyboard is so nice. I love like this, like the typing experience. It's just, it's nice.
I posted a video this week. Well, I haven't posted it yet as we're recording, but when you watch this video, the video will be up on the Lenovo Legion laptop.
It's their you've new been talking 16 about inch. It.
Oh my. I've reviewed a lot of laptops, guys. And here's the thing. This was also a sponsored video. So I feel like sometimes when people think that a video is sponsored, that like my, like what I'm saying about it is not genuine, but this laptop like blew my mind.
Yeah. I'm excited because you've been talking very highly of it.
It's sitting right over there. This thing's incredible. Like, it's so powerful. I was playing so many games on it. It has also, like, the Corsair, like, the RGB lights, the keyboard. Like, everything is customizable using the IQ app. Like, oh, my God.
It looks cool. I love it.
It's so great. I was playing, I connected the Xbox controller to it. Gaming, like, well, the best part is we were filming.
Did you play Goat Sim?
No.
I played Goat Sim.
Because I ended up playing Far Cry New Dawn for almost 2 hours. And Tyler was like working on editing this video. And he goes, you were just gaming for like 3 hours. Like we just recorded gaming.
Like, yeah, it was fun. I never get to game anymore.
Oh, I know. And
wait, when is Far Cry coming out? The new one?
That's actually a good question. Let's see.
It was supposed to be, I think, April 2021.
Far Cry 6.
Yeah. Dude, Far Cry 6?
Dude, New Dawn is actually really fun. I had never played it. This was out a while ago.
I don't even know. Maybe I don't think I played
okay,
it.
Far Cry. I don't think you did either because it was a DLC. Oh my God. What's his face?
From Breaking Bad.
I love him. He's an incredible actor. What is this? I can't see
it. It says release date coming soon. It was supposed to originally be, Far Cry 6 was supposed to be April, I think March or April 2021, which is now. It is right now. Then it got pushed because everything is getting pushed because how are game developers supposed to work?
Let me ask them.
On Twitter? I asked him on Twitter. They didn't reply to me.
Far Cry. Far Cry 6.
They didn't reply to me.
Well, I'm going to follow him. Hey, I'm going to say.
Oh, I guess I tweeted.
Tweet. Hey, when you coming out? When? Well, okay.
When am I coming out?
I'm not. Hey, when? I mean, I don't. Who knows, honestly?
You never really know.
You really don't. I mean, my mood may change. My vibe. All right. Whatever. Hey, when you coming out? I'm recording a podcast right now.
You don't need to know that.
And we would love
an exclusive.
An exclusive.
It would.
Or you can just DM me, and I'll keep it a secret. Secret. Either way. Hit me up.
Oops, I miscut the cord.
Wait, HMU. Hit me up.
Hit me up.
Does that look right?
Yeah, I just had like a flashback to like when I was 15 typing like.
Oh, this is definitely. Hey, when are you coming out? I'm recording a podcast right now and we would love an exclusive, or you can just DM me and I'll keep it a secret. Either way, hit me up.
Hit me up. Yeah,
that looks. HMU.
I mean, I really don't think game. It's so fun. My favorite was when people were like, you don't even play Far Cry. I was Far Cry 5 to like 100% and Far Cry Primal. Get out of here.
Yeah, that was one of the very few games that I really liked. I was so focused.
Was it 3 that was like?
Okay, which was the one that we weren't as into? Was it Primal or wait,
I like
hold
Primal.
On.
Maybe Far Cry 4?
Let's see, because I think 3 was our favorite. And then I think maybe, let's see.
Maybe 4? Primal was fun.
I did enjoy Primal. There was one that I was like, my neighbors are sorting cans.
It sounds like there's rats in your wall.
No, those are cans. Oh. Okay, so let's see. So Far Cry 4, let's see. No, because I like Far Cry 4.
I liked all of them.
I think it was 5 I didn't play, but I played. No, I didn't play 5.
You didn't play 5? Oh my God, you have a whole new game you can play.
I know, I didn't.
I didn't finish it. But I was, I think, like 50% complete.
I definitely started it, but I forget. When was that? What year did that come out? 2018.
Oh my God.
Was I busy? Was I busy then? I don't know.
We had a pretty rough 2018 and then a pretty rough 2019. And then everybody had a rough 2020.
Yeah.
Huh.
So. When was the last good year? Oh.
Hmm.
2015?
I feel like 2015 to like 2016, 2017, like we had a lot of fun. Did a lot of
stuff. We did a lot of things. Just like just
doing stuff.
Well, I also feel like at some point in there was when I kind of took like a little bit of a YouTube break and I started trying to figure out like shifting my content. Like, what do I want to do? I was doing the daily vlogs. I was doing the cooking stuff because I didn't really know what I was enjoying anymore. And then so I do remember that was when I kind of just like recentered, refocused, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to focus on tech. I'm going to do travel. And then, you know, a lot of that stuff shifted. So I just think you have to be kind of adaptable. But Far Cry 6, did they write back yet?
They're not going to write back. I really like Far Cry.
Okay, let's see.
Maybe we'll put it out there in the universe and they'll be like, we're going to release it now. But at this point, there's no way. It's probably going to be like fall or winter.
Let's see.
Or never.
Come
just
on.
Give us like
come
an
on.
Average Far Cry game. Like, we're fine. Like, if it's a little glitchy, it's okay. They released Cyberpunk and that was a... Oh, I guess that was...
A show of...
Because that was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't even play it. Honestly, I wanted to play it.
This is actually kind of exciting because I think I'm going to play Far Cry 5 now.
Oh, it's so fun.
I can play it on my laptop.
I can play it on my Surface laptop.
God, I love this. Yeah, actually, Far Cry is so good. The Surface. I mean, you can also play it on the Surface too, but or the Surface laptop. But
I just play on my Xbox as well.
Yeah, good point.
I love my Xbox. I really love my Xbox. It's like I look at it and it makes me happy.
I miss playing video games. I really do.
I've just been playing with a knife this whole time.
Do I have my new knife? Oh, no.
So what else do we talk about here on this podcast?
What's this? What is the? Oh, my God. We've only been speaking for 26 minutes. It feels like an eternity.
I'm excited to drink a yerba mate. Well, I know what we can talk about, Justine. Do you want to talk about the helium hotspot?
Dude, helium. This is really, really cool. So I haven't posted about it yet because I'm still kind of trying to figure it out and getting everything set up. But the helium hotspot is basically a way to kind of make an open Wi-Fi network for Internet of Things.
Yes.
So, like,
it's like a peer-to-peer wireless like connection, like that you're trying to build all over the world by using peers and like having these hotspots in people's homes and businesses.
And this is kind of interesting because this is something that is very common in cell towers. So basically a lot of the cell towers that you see are rented by different companies. So they will get extended leases on different types of like towers. And there's something that I just recently learned that if you own a piece of property, which would be in a prime real estate location where there needs coverage, these companies can come and offer you money to basically lease your land to put these towers on.
But then you have a tower.
Well, I know. This is completely, separate. Okay. But I'm saying that this is not something that is too far-fetched. But now they're kind of doing that.
It's more like consumer-based now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anybody can get these hotspots. They are currently on back order. For I think their summer shipment is
their summer shipments. I think for at least the rack miners are done. I think they're now shipped to like fall. So yeah, what's crazy about it too is, you know, back in the day, like we've had friends who were into mining Ethereum and like mining cryptocurrency, but it was expensive. And if the price of Ethereum or whatever wasn't all the way up, like then you're going to be spending, you know, potentially hundreds of dollars extra a month on electricity, which is also kind of bad for the planet. So with these helium hotspots, they are low power and basically are like running like the same energy and cost of running a light bulb.
Yeah. And I mean, light bulbs in my house don't really ever get turned off very often. I need to be better at that.
No. So it's really fascinating. So we were lucky enough to be sent one of the original helium hotspots.
They're so nice. Thank you, helium.
Thank you so much. They stopped making them, but they do have third-party ones now, which I will shamelessly put my affiliate in the description. So they have the Bobcat miners. They have the rack miners, which actually
I just got one of those.
Mine's coming this week. I'm so excited.
It looks cool. Like the original helium one, yes, is awesome. But like this one also kind of looks like a cool little industrial like little box.
Yeah, I thought it was way bigger. When you look at the pictures online, like I thought this was like a massive thing. And I'm like, oh, that's big. And then I was like, it's so tiny.
It's small.
There's also Nebra. Nebra has a bunch of third party ones. They have outdoor ones. Oh. I was like, this is fascinating. Outdoor ones, indoor ones. So there are a bunch of third-party ones. The problem is, you know, well, it's not really a problem. But just people are really picking up on these hotspots and everybody wants in because as an incentive, what you get for keeping and hosting these hotspots is the Helium cryptocurrency token. So you're technically mining HNT with this hotspot while also providing, you know, this wireless network to the IoT of things.
It's, I guess,
things.
That's like, I always say LCD display. And I'm like, I just said display. I'm like, I get it. You know what I mean? We get it.
Dude, brain, it's not working.
No, but it's pretty fascinating. And I think that there's going to be more things like this. And, you know, the more spots that there are, the less tokens you're going to be getting. So right now it's a pretty good time because there aren't as many, but still it's kind of shocking. There are a lot.
Well, but they're also doing, so they also just recently announced, backing up a little bit. So last summer, the tokens were worth like pennies. Like the Helium cryptocurrency itself was literally worth pennies. So fast forward, 9 months later, it's almost at like $18, $19 per token.
Oh.
So they're announcing really, really cool stuff. Like they're really, I feel like they just announced their partnership with FreedomFi. So now they're going to be doing potentially 5G hotspots, which you can have, you know, in your home or anywhere. So I'm on the wait list.
Oh,
I sent you a link.
You did. Where's that link that you sent me?
So what Helium is doing is basically they're just doing a lot of really cool stuff. So maybe, you know, mining these back in the day when it was pennies, you're like, oh, this isn't really worth anything. But now if you've been sitting on those tokens and the price of the token keeps going up, well, yeah, you're going to be sitting on a gold mine. So I think I've mined like 160 so far. And
sitting on a gold mine.
And like under 3 weeks.
It's pretty impressive.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
She's joining the waitlist as we speak. But the thing about this is it's like, so you do want more people to have them, but you kind of want it to be like a little bit spread out. So if you are like, I'm going to buy 10 and put them in my house, like that doesn't work because they're basically going to cancel each other out and the rewards will be less because you need them to be spread out to create, you know, better coverage. So it's really cool because if you look up helium.place.com, you can search your address to see if there's anyone around you that has them. So
I put outdoor. Is that bad?
I put indoor.
Should I go back?
I don't know.
What do you think?
You can put it outdoor if you want.
I'm going to do what I want. We'll see what happens.
You just do it. I mean, you can do it. You could do whatever you want. Do you have like a roof you can put it on?
Do you have a roof? I have a roof.
I have a roof. Well, get up there and stick it up there. Provide this. Now, this is for the 5G one that's going to be coming soon. Also might need to buy something else. This potentially could be like a $1,000 to $5,000 investment.
Look, I'll just say I bought a $5,000 DJ set once. So
it's true. That's fair.
So
clearly,
I'm an idiot.
Well,
so I'd rather invest in my future.
I really support the project. I support their vision. I think it's cool. I like technology and I like earning cryptocurrency by literally doing nothing.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And it's going to be really interesting to see kind of like where this goes in the future. And I feel like this is opening up sort of a whole new platform for even like, I think like there's a lot of people who don't even have access to like the internet, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
potentially this could be some sort of model to be able to give access to like share your internet with people or something like that. I mean, true. Maybe not this current form. There could be things like that already there, but I don't know.
I don't know either. It's really, the possibilities are endless. These stools that we are sitting on
so
are
uncomfortable.
The most, I'm always, if you watch the video, you're probably like, why is she squirming? Like this is, and there's like a metal rod. So if you put your foot up, it's on this like skinny metal.
It sucks.
Like it's the worst sitting experience ever. So if we come back with a sponsor for comfortable seats, I'm not even going
to
be mad.
I just want you to know that we will be redoing the podcast that Jenna just hit her head. She just hit her head.
Dude, it's like, I need a comfy sit. Maybe a bench? Sucks.
I don't know.
What's the problem?
And this whole setup is not really ideal. It was supposed to be temporary and then, don't know.
No cushion. I'm going to show you guys.
Jenna has
stood up. All right.
Terrible.
If you're watching the video, like this is a wooden sit.
solid.
Show them this.
Down here, there's a metal rod where it's like skinny.
Yep.
So if you put your foot on it, it like basically, it basically just, it hurts because it's like not a thick metal rod. It's like skinny, so it's like cutting you.
It sucks. Has Far Cry written back yet?
I don't think they have. Oh, God. So that's just what I'm complaining about today. My back's just been hurting. So I'm honestly, I think my overall health and wellness is like a 2 out of 10.
Don't you have a doctor's appointment soon?
A month.
Oh, okay.
I booked it a month ago and they're like, oh, sure. I'm like,
you got to get into One Medical, dude. You can get same day doc.
Yeah, but then I have to pay what, another $300 a year?
I can send you a referral and you'll get $25 off.
I pay $500 a month for health insurance, which gets you nothing in the United States.
No, it absolutely does get you nothing, but this does take your insurance, which is great. Because honestly, like the fact that it's taking you a month to get a doctor.
Two and a half months.
Like that's absurd. That's why I feel like this whole new generation of like subscription type doctor's offices. Like there was one that I saw years ago called Forward. And then our friends told us about One Medical, which I got because I heard they had extra doses of the vaccine. And then when I thought I was dying the other day, I was like, I should probably just go to the doctors. And like literally booked it like next day. Like was like, this is crazy. Nice.
Yeah. And then like, if I were to go to the emergency room, then I have to pay a copay of like a couple $100.
Yeah.
And then if I go see my doctor anyway, I still have to pay a copay of like probably like $40. This country is really terrible.
Well, and here's the thing. You get that subscription. And you still get like a yearly wellness visit. They don't charge you. And they do take your insurance.
But who are they?
What do you mean?
Who are they?
They're doctors. It's like a doctor's office.
But who?
What do you mean who?
Well, like, do they have like a hospital?
It's like
a private doctor?
Yes.
Where are they located?
There's one in Santa Monica. I went to the one in Culver City to get my vaccine. They're all over the place.
Huh.
It's literally just like a doctor's office. And I know that Google uses them a lot for like their employees. So it's like, it's pretty freaking cool.
Interesting.
You do have to check if they take your insurance though. Mine does. So I don't know. We have the same insurance.
We do?
We do.
We do. You might have a better one.
I think I pay a little bit more.
Oh my God. She just called me poor.
I did. I actually don't know because my account pays my bill. So
I have no idea. I have it on auto pay, but I know it's like $490 a month.
Okay, well, I think that's what mine is too, which is ridiculous.
They raise the price. That's why. They're like, we have to raise your price and lower your standard. Lower your standards.
I mean, I've lowered my standards. No, actually, I raised my standards. My standards got a little bit higher because I was like,
my expectations are low. My standards are high.
Yeah, because I'm, you know what? I'm sick of crap.
Dude, what else you got in here?
There's so much stuff in here.
You got a sweatband, you got a...
Let's see what else is in here.
I'm just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, look, this Wonder Woman 84 controller. Look at this. Do you know what this is? Hey, check this out.
Let me see.
This is a cake?
Cake. Icer. I do know that, actually.
Because you know what I need to do? So I've been using this. It's actually very, very cool. It's this...
What are those? Magnets?
Well, they're magnets because I have this monitor that attaches to it, but now I can't quite get them off.
Isn't that bad to put magnets on electronics?
No. Depends what it is.
So no, or does it depend? Which one?
Depends what it is. What else we have in here? Oh, check this out. Show and tell. It is Maglite.
A what now?
A Maglite? So I thought, when I got this for the first time.
Whoa, what's on your camera? Oh, that's a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Well, you should give them a warning.
When I bought,
a flash warning.
Flash warning just happened. When I bought this, I thought it was like one third the size.
Yeah.
It happens.
Ugh. My iPhone is so scratched up.
What else is in here?
Dude, I don't have anything else to talk about, but I'm going to figure it out because I'm good at this. Okay. Let's talk about.
We're going to keep talking. We're going to make this happen. Okay. We're going to make this happen. Okay. I'm going to Google something. I'm going to Google Apple News. Actually, AirTags. I'm going to Google
Apple News.
AirTags, yours are on the way.
Yeah, so I ordered them. My eyes woke up on Friday, and it was, like, available to order, and I was like, cool. So I picked to have it, what's the word?
Delivered?
No, customized.
Engraved?
Engraved, and it was like, okay, it's not going to ship for 4 weeks. And I was like,
oh
my God. I was like, I don't need this emoji that everyone else is going to have, so I took it off. And then it said it was going to ship 3 weeks sooner. So I was like, cool. So it'll be shipping here Friday. But oh. I'm not. Well, it already has probably been delivered by the time. The problem is I'm not going to be here.
I will be here and I will get it for you.
Okay. That's well, you, but if you want, I'm not like, you know, I've made it 31 years without the AirTags. So it's not like I'm dying to get them. I only ordered one accessory though.
Really? Honestly, it doesn't even matter because you can just throw it in your bag.
Yeah.
You, which accessories you get? The keychain?
Just a keychain. And then I didn't see the leather one, so I didn't get a leather one.
Look at this. Oh, May 17th to May 24th. Oh, that's a long time. It, you're right.
You got them,
I did get them engraved. That's fine. Well, I mean, I already have some that I was using for my review unit, but check this one out. This one's from Belkin. Look, it's pink.
Oh, that's cute. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what I ordered. I might not even have hit order because it was so early.
That's kind of cute.
I also shipped something to a different state of where I'm going to be last night. And the price of the order was $300 and it came up tax zero. And I got immediately mad because anytime I order things in California, that would have been $30 of tax. Where is our tax money going?
Well, it's clearly not to help anyone fix their lives here, like healthcare or roads or the homeless population. Maybe give them a little help. No.
I mean, I think they're trying maybe, but like that's a lot of money paying 10% on every purchase.
Where does it go?
And then we pay what, like some other type of crazy state income tax?
Living is... I was going to say living sucks. But I'm like, wait, that doesn't...
Oh my God. Living spaces.
Living. I love living. You want to talk about it?
I just don't understand. I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. I don't know. Okay. I never, as an adult, the older I get, the more woke and mad.
Look at this.
Did we give Maddie his lunch?
Yes, we did because his lips were, were little bear. Smacking.
We have now moved on to living spaces.
We are. I was looking for some new outdoor furniture.
Wowee.
This is fun. Hey, hold on a second. Okay, like I can't see my computer because
of the microphone.
It's really in a very not ideal situation. Okay, iOS 14 just recently came out. Here's all the new features. Are you ready?
Yes.
Apple Watch unlock. You can unlock your phone with your Apple Watch when you have a mask on. I didn't turn it on yet, but you can do it.
What, do I have to press a button or is it just
you gotta turn it on.
Oh.
I can't try it yet because my iPhone is currently locked away because I am all Android this week. We should talk about that actually.
We should talk about it after
we talk about the iOS 14.5 update.
Which has happened.
There's app tracking transparency. So this is allowing you to track, like you can ask the apps not to be tracked.
I turned it off today. I said, turn off. I said, Siri, thou shalt not track.
Siri improvements. There's new voices.
Get out of town. How do I do it?
Yeah, go to Siri.
Oh, I got nervous. I got super nervous.
I haven't
even
listened to it yet because I ain't.
Where is she?
On
Safari.
Click on, I can't touch your phone.
Oh my gosh, I have to cover the news. I am covering the news.
You've got to cover the news.
Where is she? Siri.
Okay, oh, there it is.
Here we go. Listen, Siri voice. America.
Siri voices.
Hi, I'm Siri. Okay. Choose the voice you'd like me.
Hi, I'm Siri.
Oh.
Choose the voice you'd like.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Oh, she sounds cool.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Oh, you sound hot.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice. Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like. Hi. I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
We're now in British.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Oh, she sounds nice.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
South African.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Stop. We are officially
done. It's hurting my head. I feel weird. So sorry.
Well, we just did four different versions. Well,
that was
two to four different versions of 6 different voices.
That's a lot.
Hi, I'm Siri. Choose the voice you'd like me to use.
Hey, call me later, Siri. Well,
I mean, I'm probably always listening.
Hey, Siri.
Hey.
Hey, Siri. Oh, no, no. No, what? It's no.
We have activated.
We've activated.
Everything has been activated.
Shoot.
So that's pretty cool. I like that they're being a little bit more diverse with the voices. Very, very cool.
New emoji. What is that?
So yeah, I accidentally used one this morning and I was like, what emoji is that?
What is he doing? Is he like,
is that like a-
Is he
like
vaped?
Why is the heart on fire?
My heart is on fire.
That was probably almost me today with the gas leak.
Yeah, that one's cool. Do they say what it is though? Oh, they're not saying, oh my gosh, I love that they've added different skin tones. You can have women with beards now as well. They have, look how many color combinations for
couples. There's a lot.
That's, I mean, I feel like it only makes sense though to be like so incredibly inclusive because like that would suck if you like try to go and like,
I know.
Send, you're just like, but I don't feel represented.
No, I agree.
I was also thinking about that like back whenever I was younger, like playing video games. And I was like, there was never like a female really. I mean, there's way more now, but it was just like, I can't find something to represent.
I mean, think about Mario. Princess was just always getting taken. Why couldn't Princess be saving the day?
Ugh. Ugh. You scoff. Why? Okay. Heart on fire and face in clouds. That doesn't even make sense. Face in clouds? Why are you facing the clouds?
Head in the clouds? Isn't that a saying?
Also known as brain fog, forgetful, haze.
That's me. I got the brain fog.
That is you. Wow.
Wow. Forgetful haze.
Haze.
But like, if I said that to someone, they'd be like, "Are you? What? This looks like you're smoking.
It looks like you're getting
vaped. Are you high? I'm like, no. Drugs are bad, kids.
So there's the dizzy eyes. This is it. Does it say what they? Oh my god, it's really funny though. Because like, I'm like, what is it?
What is it? What is it?
Dizzy eyes, face exhaling, appears like a sigh, though it may see other uses.
Ah.
Facing clouds is deliberately ambiguous. This emoji might represent a foggy state of mind, confusion, or even a sense of calm bliss. Oh, so you're stoned.
Interesting.
You smoking that.
They really are trying to appeal to everyone.
Face with spiral eyes.
I used that one today and I was like, where did you come from?
I love that they have this like representation of like what the emojis look like and then their like transformation over the years. Oh, there's an updated syringe as well because they felt like it would be also more inclusive.
That's fair.
I mean,
I think that's this COVID update.
Yeah.
It's no longer blood.
Which kind of makes sense because it's like, why would you be injecting a blood syringe? I feel like maybe this is more like taking your blood. Either way,
we
are vaxxed up.
We are, man. Vaxxed up. Not fully vaxxed for like another week, though.
Oh, look at this. Here is also a
vax chart.
It's the syringe history. This is funny.
Have you noticed that it's been getting light very early and staying light till like 8 p.m., 8:30?
It was weird because I was going to go for a hike the other day and I was like, oh, the sun's going to be going down. I'm like, sun's still up.
I was like getting ready for bed and I look outside and I go, where am I? Why is it still light outside? A confusing time.
So check this out. The usage of the syringe emoji on Twitter since January 2020.
Oh, it has gone up.
It has gone up.
Well, of course
surprise.
It has.
Oh, look. The headphones is now displayed as Apple's AirPods.
Oh my.
Look it up. I haven't been able to look it up yet. Look on your phone.
Ow, I just stabbed myself.
Actually, I'm taking this Android week very, very seriously.
Yeah, they are. Look, see?
No way!
Cool. Justine, I haven't been wearing my AirPods. They hurt my head. I have officially not worn them, and I think maybe I need to rehome them.
Here's the thing.
Or keep them as like an artifact.
Here's the thing. My favorite AirPods are the first original AirPods. I like the Pro ones, but they still don't fit my ears perfectly.
Mm-mm.
I love the way that they sound so much more than the original ones, but the original ones fit my ears perfect. I love them. I can run with them in.
Yep.
And that's very rare because I feel like a lot of times, a lot of earbuds don't stay in my ear.
Nothing stays in my ear, and the original ones did.
Same.
And now the AirPods Max, they hurt my ears. They hurt so bad.
These are okay for me. I'm good.
So weird. Like they just really hurt and they give me like a headache. The one time I was like, do I have an ear infection? I'm like, what's going on after wearing them for like an hour?
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're not for everybody. Love them. I absolutely love them. And you know what? I've even been kind of into the weird little case they have.
It's an interesting little case.
It's an interesting little case.
I do wish, I mean, whatever. I bought them. It happened. They were expensive.
The thing that I do like about the weird little case is it's very lightweight. So I have a little headphone hanger that I hang my headphones on. And then I just like put the little case on it. So it's like, these are still protected. They're turning them off with like the magnetic whatever. And yeah, it's weird little case.
Weird little case. Oh,
are you okay?
Yeah, my watch was buzzing.
What's happening? Anything fun?
No. Watch was buzzing. I put the weird little case in another weird little case just to keep them protected. But now I've just been wearing the Bang & Olufsen ones because they're the most comfortable and they're so lightweight and they don't hurt my head.
They're
like,
very
even these
nice.
Are actually, I'm basically just really uncomfortable right now.
Well, I mean, this is a terrible setup.
Like, everything is hurting. I feel bad. I'm complaining. But like,
that's fine.
I'm like a skull.
Oh,
there's
my.
There's been a spill.
There's been a spill.
I'm maybe like a squirmy wormy.
Maybe we should end this and get you a snack or something and like let the people go.
I think we have to let the people go. I think
let
the
them
people
go.
Have to let me go.
We got to let Jenna go.
We're gonna go.
We tried to record for an hour, but we didn't make it.
I'm really sorry. Like I'm having severe lower back pain and like head pain and like my blood sugar's low.
How about this? For maybe the next one, maybe we like bring some chairs in or something.
Oh my God, you don't mean it.
I do mean it. I'm going to bring you a chair for the next episode. It's going to be real nice.
The next episode.
You know what we can do? We can go downstairs and we can get those dining room chairs.
Oh my, you love a good dining room chair.
I freaking love a good dining room chair.
I am looking at a $1,500 chair in front of me, the Herman Miller.
Is that $1,500?
Those chairs are expensive.
No, it is not $1,500. Herman, hold on.
Is that the Embody?
I don't know. No,
well,
it's not. It's cheaper.
I just bought one and it was $1,700.
Let me look. No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh, look at those. No,
it's not. Does that say 6,000? No, 600.
No, yeah. Oh my God. Look at this one. It's a Symphony chair by Jason Derulo. Oh, it's $10,000. We were having, look at this chair.
This is actually nice. I would rather just
check
kneel.
This out.
Oh God.
Look at that.
That is terrible.
This is $2,990. It is a very, very hideous stool.
You would pay $300 in tax if you ship that to California.
That's, you're on drugs. Whoa, look
I'm
at
not.
That. Look at these diamonds. What is this store? Look at that.
That's a toast to actually, spring engagement season.
This is a yellow diamond, and I think that looks absolutely hideous. What the heck is this website that I have fallen upon? First Dibs.
You were supposed to find the chair price. The tag is probably still on it because something about Justine, she doesn't like to take the tags off of stuff. They stay on forever.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Well, I think.
What? Justine has stood up. She stood up. She's out of frame. She's looking at the tag on her carpet. Well, to be fair, those you needed like metal cutter, like to cut them off. So. I actually still had the tags on my carpets as well.
These chairs are terrible.
I'm in so much pain.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. So here's the thing. I have a dining room chair.
Yeah.
That I use for, I can't, I
there
see,
it is.
Here it is.
That says $600 refurbished, which means full price
no.
is expensive. Look.
No. 100. I don't believe that I spent that much because I have two of them.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I don't believe it. I think I got them on Amazon.
That doesn't make it any cheaper.
Yeah, I think it does.
It probably makes it more expensive.
So hold on a second. We're doing something. I can't see my computer. It's driving me nuts. You guys.
So much happening.
Okay.
I'm now kneeling.
We can't let the people go. We were going to let them go.
Let me go. Let it go. Let me go.
That's nice.
No, it's not.
Chair. Search orders. Search orders. Okay, here it is. Look.
Tyler keeps texting. Are you okay? There's a lot of ruckus.
We're not. Oh, no. It's because I can't find it.
There's ruckus.
Here it is.
So here it is. It's $900.
It's not.
The price never bothered her anyway.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
I'll be here all day.
I think it's 600. Because I remember, I was like, okay, I'm going to get two of them.
You bought these years ago. They could be on sale.
No, I think it was like 600. It doesn't tell me. Why doesn't it tell me how much it is? Order details. $639. I bought two of them.
And with 10% tax, that's going to get you $60 extra.
My total was $1,600. Yes, I know.
For two chairs. That's okay, stupid.
I just bought one for $1,700.
Herman Miller.
Oh, my God. Which one did you get?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I have fallen.
Well, all I know is we need to figure something out because these stoles are so terrible. Jenna's gone.
Stoles never bothered me anyway.
Yeah, right. I finally just watched Frozen.
Welcome. Which one?
The first one. I haven't watched the second one because I haven't watched the first one. And you know what? Fair. And I think I fell asleep, so I haven't finished it yet.
It's fair. It's like when
it's a very good film.
It's very nice.
I was so surprised. And I knew all the songs already.
Well, yes.
And I knew all the characters. And
she's
never
really
seen the
trying to keep me here. I gotta go.
We gotta go, guys.
I have to go. I need, like, I'm struggling. You guys, I'm so sorry for all the complaining. If we had a sponsor, we could buy better chairs. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to watch the video version. There's a lot happening. I'm squirmy wormy the entire time. Justine is now shopping for chairs.
Oh my God, look at that.
Isn't that nice?
Oh my, is this Herman Miller?
Yeah, it's okay. I might have to do a little shopping as
well. Oh my God, is this beautiful? They have a freaking pink one. No.
It's like a pink mesh net.
Oh my God.
It's called the, what's that say?
Sale? S-A-Y-L. It's a gaming, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. I'm losing my freaking small mind right now. Like,
yo,
this is,
should we get matching ones? What? Oh, the white one. How much is it?
I think it's 600.
Well, that's way cheaper.
I know, it's on sale. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Pink, where is it, where is it?
Shopping.
Where's the pink, where's the pink, where's the pink, where's the pink, where's the pink?
Seat color.
Seat color, slate gray, oh my God, I'm customizing.
Anyway, she's customizing. Yeah, okay, so thank you guys so much for listening, watching. Make sure you rate us, you know, 5 stars, preferably, on the Apple Podcast Store, anchor.fm/samebrainvoicemessages. Thank you guys for being here. We will see you again soon for the next podcast. And we're also on YouTube channels.
.com/samebrain. We also have our own YouTube channels.
I meant
channels.
Personal.
Has anybody here watching Same Brain and not real, like, have you found Same Brain, but you
don't know where
you found
YouTube.
Same Brain first and then found, like, is that how you found us?
Yeah. Tell us how you got here.
Tell us how you got here if you made it this
far. It's probably from the lizard video.
God, that was incredible. It was like my favorite podcast. I was loopy.
Something touched me?
No, I think you're having problems. We'll see you guys later.
Ah!
Oh!
Bye!